On this episode, we review the Kona Cafe at Disney's Polynesian Resort. This is episode 141 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that very same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. Jamie releases Trip Tales once a month. And we now have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the Capture the Magic Network had you covered all week long. If you're getting ready to plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She's going to get you the best rate. She's going to help you plan everything, your ADRs, your fast passes. This is at no extra cost to you. And when discounts come out, as they did recently,
yes,
she'll take care of it. And then she will hopefully send you a text message like she did with us and say, yes, you know what? Your trip was $200 less in July.
Yay.
And then I'm like, awesome. And we are so excited to announce a new partnership.
Yay.
We love coffee.
Yes, we do.
We are bringing on a new coffee sponsor.
Yes.
We're so excited to partner with a amazing small business who is getting bigger and bigger and makes these amazing, amazing coffees. And basically, like, why would you settle for an ordinary chain store coffee when you can have an adventure in every cup with Expedition Roasters? These are artisanal roasters of pop culture coffees. So now you can experience a little theme park magic every day at your home.
Ooh.
Each theme bag features custom artwork by guest artists, and it makes it perfect for displaying in your kitchen or office, which I love. So not only are they delicious, but they're also
artisanal.
They have these amazing graphics on their bags, again by local artists. That, like, I have bought some of their coffees from Expedition Roasters just for the bag.
Yeah.
When I'm not a dark roast guy, I bought the dark roast or the dark side roast because bag was so cool. So you can try some of their premium roasts, like the Fortune and Glory. They have a Redhead Rum.
Yes.
Enchanted Tiki Coconut. Route 66 Tire Fix, and they now have a whole line of wizarding roasts.
Like, so Harry Potter?
Harry Potter themed coffees.
Wow.
All their coffees are certified gluten and allergen free. And if you want to start your coffee adventure today, go out to expeditionroasters.com and you can use coupon code CTM20 and you will save 20% off your first purchase and you can brew your happy place.
Yay.
We're so excited to have them on board. Seriously, coolest company. And finally, before we jump into this full-on episode on Kona Cafe, if you have not heard about Club 32, you want to go out to ctmvip.com and learn all about it. You are going to have an opportunity as a subscriber to get a ton of extra content. You're going to get content early. You're going to get some inside looks at the Capture the Magic Network. You might get some live streams of us making sushi at home. As much as people either do or do not want that, but still, it's probably entertaining, which I think is a great lead-in to this episode about Kona Cafe.
Uh-huh.
So we ate, this has been actually a few weeks. We went down to Disney as soon as the kids got out on Christmas break. We went straight to Disney. And we went with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to show them Disney during the holidays. And
because they've never seen it.
Right, they've never seen it. I don't even remember how Kona Cafe came about. We were talking about touring. We were doing Magic Kingdom in the Hollywood Studios, right?
And we were like, you were wanting to show my parents, because I've seen it all of the best Christmas.
Yeah.
So we went to Magic Kingdom and we went to Hollywood, and then we wanted to do some stuff in between.
That's right.
So we did resorts.
Yeah.
And I think you just knew we were going to Polynesian. So I think, did you look for Ohana as well? I know you.
No,
did
I did not.
Kona.
I think I just looked and Kona popped up and I was like, you know what? Let's go to Kona.
Yeah. So anyways, that was pretty much the main reason. We knew we were going to resorts. So I think you looked at the resorts we were stopping by to see if there was anything that we would find interesting.
Yeah. How did getting to Kona Cafe work out for us? You want to discuss that a little bit? Because I honestly can't remember the original reservation time compared to what we were lucky enough to bump it to, and then we were still late for, as I darted basically across the white sand beaches of Polynesian to get there.
Well, first of all, we were at Magic Kingdom, and we were trying to debate on if we should go straight to Kona Cafe and then backtrack, or if we should try to go to Grand Flow first. So,
you have to go to Grand Flow first, but we were deciding, do we get off the boat?
Right. And at this point, I said, let's get off. Well, I was like, what time is our reservation?
All under control.
And I think it was like 1:30.
It started at 1:30, I want to say.
And I was like, I don't know. That sounds kind of cutting it close. And then my parents obviously were standing right there. So we were like, what about? And you looked, and I think you could bump into like 2 something.
Yeah.
And we were checking with them. I mean, because we were fine. We just, you know, needed to know if they needed to eat. And they were like, no, we're fine. We're fine. So we bumped it. And then we went to Grand Flow and tried to go to get back on the boat, skipping over that because our last episode we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about in the preview of seeing the decor and seeing the gingerbread house, but we decided to walk down to the boat.
Right. So we decided to walk down to the boat to get
along
back on
with everyone else.
Yes. And at this point they were sending basically, I guess, what you call the small boats. And we were in this long line, and first of all, it stops at Grand Flow, but not everybody gets off.
Right.
So you have this tiny boat, and maybe, in my opinion, 10 people got off, and we were, 30 deep?
Oh, easily. Yeah, there was no chance we're getting on that boat.
So,
and they're running every 10 to 15 minutes.
Right. So at this point, we had, 10 minutes until we...
was until our reservation.
Reservation time. Which we knew that we had technically a 30-minute grace period, which you're not supposed to, so don't tell anybody. So still, we don't ever want to use that, so we are trying to respect. And I looked at my mommy, and I was like, because it was a walk. A long walk, but it was a walk. Us being young and everything, we were fine. And my daddy, I knew he was fine. But I looked at my mommy.
Us being young? Are you talking about the children?
Come on. We walk 3 miles almost
That's
every
true.
Day.
You
so,
and I are young at heart. Not in body.
So I looked at my mommy, because she's had problems before. And I was like, all right, can you do it? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. So we start walking, and we did make it. I think my mom or somebody said, I bet it will be 5 minutes late. And I think that's literally exactly how late we were being at Kona.
At the reservation.
At the reservation.
Kaylin and I kind of ran ahead a little bit, went quick. She cut across the beaches once we got to Poly.
Yeah.
I will say, this is a beautiful walk.
It is.
Like, we were in a rush. We didn't get to enjoy it. But in general, if you're going to go from Grand Flow to Poly, I would totally recommend, if you have time, just walking.
Yep.
And leisurely
and
walking.
Walk
it is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking across the water again. You have the beach. You can just take your time. It really, really is pretty. So we got there 5 minutes late. It was no issue. We were seated within 5 or 10 minutes.
And my mommy was okay.
Yes, she was. Yeah, again, she was awesome. Let's talk a little bit. Let's lay out Kona.
Okay.
You know what it's about. This relaxed cafe infuses a bit of Asian zest into traditional American meals and features an onstage sushi kitchen. This is obviously Magic Kingdom Resort area at Disney's Polynesian Resort. This is considered American seafood cuisine. Again, it's going to have that Asian Polynesian flair. This is considered casual dining, but it is a table service. They have breakfast, which is $14.99 and under per adult. For lunch and dinner, you're looking at $15 to $34.99 per adult. Breakfast will run from 7:30 to 11 a.m. Lunch is going to run from 12:10 to 2:55 p.m. And then dinner is 5 p.m. to 9:45 p.m.
Ooh.
2019, we were in 2019 somehow. We're already like over a weekend, which is insane. Disney dining plan. For the quick service dining plan, this is not available at any level, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, because this is not a quick service restaurant. For the Disney dining, regular Disney dining plan or the Disney deluxe dining plan, it is one table service credit for each breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Okay.
So if you're on dining plan, there you go. Right? All right.
Right.
I'm gonna go through what I like to read from the Disney site. We will see what kind of awesome words the Disney word artists, I will call them, have come up with. It says, savor American favorites for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, prepared with hints of the South Seas. It's open to the tropical ambiance of the great ceremonial house at the Polynesian, of course. This casual cafe serves such breakfast delights as cinnamon and banana stuffed tonga toast, a variety of savory egg dishes, and macadamia pineapple pancakes. You can satisfy your big lunchtime appetites, and for dinner, you can feast on divine selection of delicacies that include fresh fish, miso buttered strip loin, a duo of pork, sushi, or Asian stir fry. They also have an onstage sushi kitchen, so you can watch a talented row of traditional sushi chefs hand roll a few of your favorites and beautifully prepare mouth-watering selections of all your favorite types of sushi. What is really cool is that they also offer kids sushi.
That was really cool, and we didn't realize it until we saw a Mickey and sushi.
I looked over. And there's the sushi stage, they're calling it, which I love. They're calling it a sushi stage.
Yeah.
On stage sushi kitchen. And I see a roll, and I can see a hidden Mickey in it. And so we ended up talking to our waitress about it, and she said, yeah, they have.
Actually, I think we like
sushi.
Well,
we were kind of all looking, and then like one or two people came up and like, excuse me, can we help you? Because it looked like we were lost at that point.
Yeah.
Because we were so trying to see.
I thought our food was supposed to be coming.
Yeah,
and
like we were looking for our food.
There.
We were already done with our food at this point. But
it
was so cool.
And then
had
we
like
told
a,
them. And then they,
there's a peanut butter and jelly roll.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Wasn't
and
it?
Yeah. Yep. They
the
have a, they have one they said they'll do like, I think like a chicken nugget roll. Like,
that was crazy.
Very interesting. But I think it's so cool that they're like getting, you know, kids involved in something that is maybe not traditionally for children.
Right.
So I loved that. All right. So let's go into about the restaurant a little bit. You know, we talked about how you can get there, about how we got there, which I would not recommend. But anywhere else, if you are at, I think this is a great break from Magic Kingdom. If you're doing a full day at Magic Kingdom and you want to and you want lunch, this is a great opportunity to break from it and take the boats or even the monorail and have this for lunch.
Yeah.
Then go back to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
If you're at another resort and maybe you're not doing a park, you could certainly Uber, Lyft, minivan. If you are at another park, you could certainly go straight to the Polynesian and then go back to your resort via Magic Kingdom bus stop. So there's a lot of different opportunities to get here.
Yes.
Atmosphere. What did you think of the overall atmosphere of Kona Cafe?
I really liked it. Once you got in, as weird as this is going to sound, it was very open. Very open.
It didn't sound weird at all.
But no, it was, the weird part is the weird part.
It felt
me,
like a quick service to me.
It didn't to me.
Oh, you didn't think it felt like a quick service?
I felt like...
I felt it was so open
like
that it didn't feel like
world,
a restaurant. Because there were no walls separating you from the entire lobby and the ceremonial house.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just because the way we were sitting and then even the next two people were far enough away and the people... I don't know, but I felt like it was a neat restaurant where almost almost like it's magic. You walk in and the outside world disappears.
Interesting. I will agree to disagree. Okay. I thought it was, I nothing wrong with the atmosphere. I didn't think it was anything special. I thought it was like,
well, I wouldn't say it was special.
I thought it felt like a quick service dining area. I did not feel, it was just what it was for me. It wasn't anything special. I didn't feel like, oh my God, I'm eating in the Polynesian. Like, it just was like, okay, I'm in a restaurant that's very open, okay. And well, I can't see anything
then
else.
I would agree to disagree.
Well, then we both do. So we're both agreeing to disagree.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
See, all right. This is why we work so well together.
We do. All right. Let's talk about service. Because Caroline, our waitress, was awesome.
She was.
Really, really was.
And she put up with my daddy. Yeah. Just kidding. Love you, daddy.
I love your dad. Well, your dad is my dad. Our dads are the same. Yep. And they
just talk awesome. And they ask questions.
Which is so great, or we wouldn't have known she's from Houston. Well, it's on her name tag, but we wouldn't have thought she's from Houston, Texas. Like, we wouldn't, like, I love
I think
that
daddy
they,
was like, I mean, and this is where my daddy tries to be humor, and I love him and he's adorable, but he was like, you're not Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Because we were in the Polynesian.
Right, right.
And she's like, nope, I'm from Houston, Texas. And it was cute. And then, yeah, so we learned a lot about Miss Caroline, and
she was so good.
She was very, very good.
Yeah.
To put up with us, for lack of a better term. Yeah. But,
no, yeah. I mean, but she was, and she was very knowledgeable, and we'll talk about a few of these things and what she did, which will set her beyond. I'd put her top five waiter or waitresses we've ever had, honestly. And when we do our boathouse review, I'm gonna put Courtney in that same top five because they were both amazing. All right, so we're gonna go through. I'm not gonna read the whole menu. I don't want to upset you. I don't want to bore you, honey, because I love you. But I do want to talk about.
Well, don't read breakfast. You can ring lunch.
No, because I want to talk about breakfast because there's a few dishes on here that they're very well known for and that are very traditional to the Hawaiian culture.
Okay.
First one for breakfast is tonga toast. Tonga toast is a Polynesian Kona Cafe and All staple. This is...
Sounds like we should come here for breakfast.
We need to go here for breakfast. Jared and Jamie have a review. Either just came out or is coming out soon. They do breakfast here. We need to go. But tonga toast is a banana stuffed French toast rolled in cinnamon sugar, served with a strawberry compote and your choice of ham, spiced ham, bacon, or sausage. They also serve loco moco. Which is very traditional to Hawaii. It's an island brunch staple. Features a tower of rice, grilled hamburger patty, house-made chorizo gravy, two eggs any style, and topped with tomato salsa. They've got macadamia nut pancakes. They have, this is why we need to go for breakfast, a mimosa flight. And they have a Bloody Mary flight.
Ooh.
So the Bloody Mary flight, for example, is Kettle One vodka, a Buffalo Trace bourbon and a Patron tequila. $12.25.
Interesting.
So breakfast.
That'd be interesting.
Is very, very good here. We need to go. We've not had tonga toast. Like, part of me feels, I don't want anyone to revoke our Disney card because we've not yet had tonga toast, but I know it is one of the best breakfast dishes
property. All of a sudden I just remembered why I think I realized when we went into the restaurant. And I kind of felt like it was magic and everybody else disappeared. I was in Hawaii. And this is very Hawaiian.
Yeah. I've never been to Hawaii.
The open air, the not walled restaurants.
That makes sense.
It was, yeah. So, okay.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I haven't been to Hawaii.
I have. And
I have nothing to compare. Like, again, Hawaii to me is
the Polynesian. Has Jared and Jamie been to Hawaii? Hawaii?
Well, I have no idea. I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
That wasn't part of the interview process.
You should have.
I should check.
He's been to the Polynesian. How many times?
Well,
is
yeah,
his
they've
favorite?
Been there. Well, that is their favorite.
Right.
Yeah.
He talks about it so many times. You should know if you've gone to Hawaii.
Would it be funny if they, I don't know if they've been, but what if they went to Hawaii and they were like, this isn't that great. I but prefer the Polynesian. Like, that would be the, like, they would literally compare Hawaii.
That
to
would
Polynesian.
Be funny.
I will say, Tambu Tambu Lounge, the beef gazpacho. I've never would have thought I would eat a plate of raw meat.
Ugh.
And it was so good. Well, oh, good. Tambu Tambu Lounge.
You can do you it. And Jared can eat it.
Oh,
would
yes.
he eat it with you?
I don't know. I will eat it again. We should do that this next trip. All right, so let's get into lunch, which is what we had.
Yes.
And again, I'm going to read through some of the best picks from the menu, and then we'll talk about the ones we actually had.
Okay.
Is that fair? All right.
No.
So
just kidding.
Get out. No, I'm kidding. So for one of this, there is a Kona crab cake, pineapple relish, bacon vinaigrette for $13. You asked if we wanted this. I said no.
Right.
Because I literally don't trust crab cakes out of Maryland.
Right.
So we didn't get that, but it's on there. I bet I would like to try it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Next, we had the pot stickers, which we did order. These are pork and vegetable dumplings with a soy ginger cream sauce for $9. Here's where I want to talk about our wonderful waitress, Caroline. We ordered, there's six of us, mm-hmm. four adults, two children. We ordered and said, we'll get the pot stickers. And she said, there's only four of them. Would the children like them? Should you get two orders? Mm-hmm. I just, little things like that yep. to me are really impressive.
Yeah.
Because what had happened if we said, we'll take, because it didn't say on the menu you get four.
Right.
What if we said, we'll take the pot stickers? And she brings it out, sets it down, and we go, hold on. Again, I'm not great at math. Prove that. But I'm like, there's not as many pot stickers to people.
Right.
But the fact that she said that ahead of time and gave us an opportunity,
yeah.
not only was she doing the math, but that's also an incredible upsell. That's smart.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
A business upsell.
Absolutely.
All right. $9. We got four of them. Thoughts on the pot stickers?
Oh, really good. Outstanding.
Perfectly fine.
Everybody loved them. My mom, my dad.
Would you set these apart from any pot sticker you've had somewhere else? Do you think four of them for $9 is worth it? Would you tell someone to get these or maybe a different appetizer?
I really liked them. I think it was because, as weird as it's going to sound, the ginger soy sauce cream or ginger soy ginger cream sauce.
Yeah, it was good.
I think that set them apart.
Yeah.
If you just gave me normal soy sauce to dunk them in, just like we can buy from the grocery, unfortunately, I would have probably not set them apart, but for some reason, I don't know if it was that or all of it together, I really enjoyed them.
I like that, though. So you're saying pot sticker was a standard, very good
possibly,
pot sticker,
but
the sauce set it apart from other places.
Well, yes.
Okay, that's fair.
The sauce set it apart from other places because I've never had a place where there was a soy. Every time I've had pot stickers, there's just a dark soy sauce with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
There's never been a soy ginger cream sauce.
I like that. That's fair.
I didn't try the pot sticker by itself and
no.
say, oh, this is just plain or whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody loved it. All yeah. four of us that ate it.
I really enjoyed it. This is one of those that I think if you were doing a solo dining, now again, we each had one pot sticker. If we were doing a solo dining or you were just a couple, even better because you get a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't rush out. And if somebody said, what is the number one appetizer you have to have? I wouldn't say pot stickers.
No.
But I wouldn't say don't get them. I thought they were very, very good.
Yeah. Especially excellent. From this
yeah.
next one.
Well, yeah, the next one. All right. So next one. And this actually was not ordered as an appetizer. We did some other things. And then your parents ended up getting this afterwards
mm-hmm.
was the Island Tuna Poke. So we did have this. This was ahi tuna with sesame soy dressing, avocado puree, tagaroshi rice, and plantain chips for $14.
Because they've always talked about having poke, but they've never had it. So I said, if you're going to get it, get
yeah,
it
do something
here.
Like that.
Because
yeah.
this is going to be good.
Yeah.
And they will go with us again. So we'll take them to Nomad Lounge and have that there. Because they really, yeah. really liked it.
This was a great poke.
It was.
Really
was.
I'm going to put it only second to Nomad Lounge because it missed an ingredient or two.
Oh, what'd you think?
It which was one? Outstanding, though. I mean, I would pick Nomad Lounge over this one.
Why?
Nomad Lounge, I really liked the touch of the mango, the edamame.
Okay.
I think it was a better complete dish.
Okay.
But again, this is one for $14. This was a ton of tuna.
Yeah, I just
very,
to
very
yep.
well prepared.
Yep.
The soy and sesame dressing was very good. Had that. I like the chunks of avocado that they had at Nomad as compared to the puree here. Puree.
Mm-hmm.
Puree. I was like a cat. But I would recommend this one completely. Oh, absolutely. Like, I would.
I think my parents would get it again.
I would. I would go there and sit down by myself and get 4 pot stickers and an island tuna poke bowl and have a good Kona beer and go home happy. Nice. Honestly, I thought it was really, really good. Okay. Finally, they do have sticky wings for $10.
We did not get them.
No, we did not get those, but much like the Ohana. So that's something that people might enjoy. Sushi. Uh-huh. We had sushi night tonight at our house. As we talk about these, we are going to realize how horrible our sushi was. Our sushi was okay.
Our sushi was good.
We do not have an onstage sushi kitchen. No. We have a wood table, and rice kept sticking to my hand. So
and you felt like a fish.
I did. I felt like a fish.
That's what you said.
Why would I say that? It doesn't make sense. I said that? I was so busy because rice was sticking to me.
You touched my face because you're like, look.
Oh, when I was done. No, because when I was done, because my fingers got so dried out and then I face waterfalled you.
Ugh.
You don't want. Okay. All right. So they do. I'm going to read through the menu of this because they have a Nigiri sampler, chef's choice of 5 pieces of seafood, $17. They have a sashimi sampler. So you got your choice of 6 pieces of seafood for $18. You do have a seasonal sushi appetizer for $17. You even have vegetable nigiri. We have a California roll, $15. Dragon roll, $18. Hamachi tuna cilantro roll for $17. And then we get into our sampler platters. Now, these are higher priced sushis. These are pretty high priced rolls. I mean, $15 for a California roll. I want to say we might normally get those at our local place for $8. So you're almost double the price, but you're eating these in the Polynesian Resort at Disney. As you can, if you're in the right place, you can watch them make your roll.
Oh,
so
now you're changing your.
Changing my what?
Via Napoli.
How are you going to compare this to Via Napoli?
Because you said it was like Olive Garden. So if you're going to compare this to like a cheap tuna, I mean, cheap
I'm not
roll.
Comparing a cheap roll. These but are very, very well done
rolls.
Right,
but then you were like, but if you're in...
Are they overpriced? Yes. Are you getting them in the Polynesian at Disney?
Right.
Yes.
So then you're getting Olive Garden dinner.
Okay, then this roll should be $11.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so they have a Kona sampler small and a Kona sampler large. We opted for the large because we're going to split it between 4. You get 3 pieces of Nigiri, 4 pieces of sashimi. You get 4 pieces of the California roll, and you get 2 little tuna poke coals for cones for $25. All this sushi was so good.
It was.
So good.
So good. And it was neat because we were actually able to, make sure everybody got a bite of something, cut it in half or whatever. And when you used a butter knife, I mean, it just slid like it was butter right through. All the fish was incredible.
Very fresh. We had
out of the river. Just kidding.
Oh God. You do not want to pull stuff out of that water. We had tuna, we had yellowtail, and we had salmon.
Mm-hmm.
All very good. Now here's what I would say. Look, $25 for this large platter to me is a steal. When you're talking $15 for a California roll, $18 for a dragon, like go ahead and just get the sampler, I think. Get the large sampler, even the small, which is only $21. You get a little bit less pieces, but all of this to me was very, very good. It was a nice presentation. It was also fresh.
I think
it's a really good deal.
What was those pieces of fried stuff that you ate that
oh man.
Fried wasabi, babe.
It was fried wasabi.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat that. I didn't know what it was.
It was good if you got a small piece.
Yeah, I didn't get a small piece.
But I think you and my daddy ate it. But daddy likes spicy stuff like that. So.
But I love your dad because you could pretty much just, you could put anything in front of him and he will eat it.
Except orange marmalade.
What?
Daddy will literally eat, I think, almost anything except orange marmalade and pearl onions.
Do people eat pearl onions?
Apparently.
Ew.
I agree. And orange marmalade, well, I like raspberry and strawberry, but
why? What's wrong with the oranges?
It's got stuff in it. It's like pulp. It's got pulp in it.
Ooh,
like,
oh, gotcha. Like, does the raspberry marmalade have seeds in it though? The raspberry seeds?
Well, yeah, but they're tiny little seeds. Oh. I mean, these are like strands of like, it's gross.
I will make you an orange marmalade with no pulp. Do they sell it that way? Like pulp and pulp free?
I don't think so.
Half pulp?
I don't
think
so. Like
they do orange juice? Anyway, get the Kona sampler large. Let's get into our entrees. I'm going to read a couple entrees that are recommended before we get into the one that you and I had. So you have an Asian stir fry. You got yaki soba noodles, wok seared with vegetables, roasted peanuts, and your choice of chicken or tofu, and a soy citrus sauce for $19. If you have togarashi cured salmon, this one was actually recommended to me by many people when I asked what we should eat at Kona Cafe. I apologize to all those people because we just flat out didn't get it. But it sounds amazing. It's plum wine glaze, sesame rice cake, baby bok choy and mushrooms for $25.
Why didn't we get that?
They have a ginger soy chicken with roasted marbled potatoes, wilted sesame greens, pickled carrots, and red wine sauce for $21. And then what we got, and again, this is not the whole menu. Please go to their website and you will get the whole menu. I'm just reading the highlights. Pork belly noodle bowl. Served seared pork belly with rice noodles, bok choy, and a soft-boiled soy egg with beef bone broth for $21. This is what we got.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you talk about it first because then I am going to talk about it.
And annoy y'all. Just kidding.
Thank you for that. You talk. What do you think?
First of all, it was huge.
It was a big portion.
In my opinion, a giant bowl of soup.
It's not just your opinion. It's everybody's opinion.
So it was nice because my mom, daddy, both tasted it and they both agreed that it was good. The little mushrooms, it was funny because I like mushrooms. Jeremy does not, but they were a little different and weird looking, and sometimes my mind can be like, yep, I'm done. So I ate a couple, but my mommy realized what they were and she was like, oh my God, these are so good. And between my mommy and my daddy, yeah, they ate the rest of them. But it was really, really good, everything. It was neat because if you just kind of tried the broth, you're like, eh, but then like if you got some other things mixed and did this and gotten a bite, it was incredible. All the flavors that were together was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so big that I was done after a little while.
We had the pot stickers, we had the sushi. I think what you said was so funny because it came, and again, it's like a faux bowl. You know, it's a
fake?
Ramen noodle. Huh?
You said faux.
Faux, yeah. Like actually, it's pho. It's pronounced pho. Huh. The pho. It's pronounced pho.
Oh,
that's the way it was.
Faux.
Faux. Watch your mouth. it's not a faux hawk. It's a faux bowl. It's a pho bow. That actually is called bowl. It's called. It's pronounced pho.
What? Don't shh.
I just said pho. That's all I am. I will say. What if
you? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it actually is pho.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll go back to it. So big old pork belly noodle.
Big old bowl.
Big old bowl.
Can we just be Southern?
And
like
everything,
big old bowl.
Everything is separated. Like you said, your noodles are on the bottom. You have your pork belly in one section. You had your bok choy in another. You had your soft boiled soy egg in another section. You had maybe some cilantro, whatever.
You didn't know it was a soft boiled.
I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh.
So, so anyway, I remember first taking like a piece of pork belly and going, that's not bad. I took a noodle. I was like, that's okay. I took something else. I was like, that's not bad.
And they were
and all
good.
And all of a sudden
good.
We mixed it together and it was like, whoa. When the combinations of flavors came together, boom, my mind was blown. All right. I'm going to talk about this thing, which is new to me. I consider myself a foodie only because I love the Food Network and I love food. I'm not a real foodie. Like, I really don't know jack about food.
Really?
I just know what I've learned from watching the Food Network and from doing my own stuff at home.
Well, I would
and
beg
sampling
to differ
flavors.
On that one, but
that's
go ahead.
Fine. But I'm not like a traditional like foodie. Like, if somebody literally, I think, just came and said, I'm going to throw five ingredients in your face, make a meal. Like, I wouldn't know what pairs with what all the time. Maybe I would. I don't know. I love food.
I'm sorry, but I think you could be a judge on some Food Network shows, so.
Well, they haven't called me yet.
There you go.
I keep putting in my audition tape. Nobody's calling
no,
me.
No, you don't.
I do. Every
you
week.
You do?
Yeah, every single week.
What do you put in?
I put in a tape.
What tape is it?
One of me screaming at the camera saying, I want to be a food judge. Nothing. Uh-huh. I got nothing. Same thing, the Bobs don't call me to ask about what my recommendations on Tomorrowland.
Why? Because you scream at them too?
No, I'm very gentle with him.
Okay.
But I like Bob Iger's sense of humor as of late. This past week was really, really good. Anyway, all right, so I had never had a soft-boiled soy egg before. I didn't even know it existed. And I really didn't know what it was until I started to research this episode, to be honest. So,
yes.
You had a whole egg. It's cut in half. It's got the yellow yolk in the middle, which is mildly cooked. It's not really runny, but it's not like a hard-boiled egg. It's soft-boiled again. But the outside of the egg is dark, dark brown.
Like,
okay,
like
so
gray.
Yeah, gray. Yeah, really gray, grayish brown. So
I even question, is it okay to eat?
I wanted a dozen of these eggs. Like, I wanted a chicken at the side of our table. Just dropping these in our bowl.
So then just go put it in the Instapot and put soy sauce
in
it.
I'm going to try this. So here's what it is as I would take bites, and again, you want to mix this all together and get collective flavors. I would get pieces of that egg, and I'm not kidding, it blew my mind. Like, I kept saying, like, I was a broken record looking at you going, oh my God, I can't believe this egg, mm-hmm. this egg. So what I did not realize is that, a soft-boiled soy egg is actually soft-boiled in soy sauce.
Right? Yep.
So it gives this amazing, rich, salty flavor that honestly is like nothing I've ever had in my entire life. I'm not saying you'd want to just eat these on your own. I'm guessing it has to go in this collective dish. I love this.
Should boil one egg in soy sauce. One.
Okay.
And
just eat it.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yep.
Okay. You're eating the other half.
No.
Challenge accepted. You disagreed to it.
I did not.
You totally did.
No, I said you should do it.
People who are listening can't see that you keep winking at me and shaking your head yes.
No, yeah. They can see.
This video won't be on YouTube for like 3 weeks, so.
Well,
we're doing this in the next week. I'll go boil one tonight after we're done with this episode. I'll figure out how to do it. Anyway, this was amazing. I absolutely loved it. It's hard to eat a little bit. It's kind of that combination of you start with chopsticks and then you're like, I'm not coordinated enough to eat with chopsticks.
Fork.
So you move to a fork
spoon.
And then you get the broth and you just want a spoon. Absolutely loved it.
It was good.
So we opted out of dessert.
We looked at it, and it was Jeremy's fault.
It was. Apparently, they used to have a banana creme brulee.
Banana Foster creme
brulee,
right?
Foster creme brulee. No longer have it, so we asked our wonderful waitress, could we do that? And she said, no, we don't have it anymore. And she offered some great ones. Two big ones. They have a Tafiti's Island mousse. It's a passion fruit and coconut mousse dome with pineapple and seasonal sorbet for $8. And they have a coconut pearl tapioca, which includes fresh tropical fruit and passion fruit boba for $9. We just at that point
were
like...
those are boba balls?
At that point, we were like, we're okay without dessert. Just nothing. I was going to get it. You guys would not agree. I was going to get something you guys would not agree with me.
Well, I mean, I don't. Nothing stuck out to me.
Yeah.
And I don't like coconut. So.
Stuck out.
What'd I say?
It said stuck out.
Stuck out. Same thing.
Whatever.
Just kidding.
Exactly the same thing. Except to an English major.
I am not an English major.
Me either, babe.
Yeah, so
nothing really was.
Nothing
like.
Stuck out to me. So And then I didn't, my parents actually paid for the entire thing. Thank you, mommy and daddy.
Do take tables in Wonderland?
They do. So we did save them that. But I didn't want it because the dessert, first of all, we didn't want it anymore.
Well, and we were going to Hollywood Studios in the end.
And we knew we were going to
try a bunch of holiday treats there. So it was probably good we didn't have it. I did think there were desserts I would have liked to try. I just didn't need to try, if that's fair. All right, so moving on, just dinner, they have appetizer, sushi, and dessert menus are the same. For entrees, they do have a couple additions, which are the Kona Coffee Rub Filet. This is Japanese sweet potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a miso glaze, $35. That's top of the line, like highest priced dish. They have a fresh herb pork chop with roasted cipollini onions. Sounds good. Rainbow carrots, macadamia nut, remoulada, and a herb sauce for $25. Is it herb or herb? Which way do you say it?
Well, I would say herb because herb is a name. Like, hey, Herbert.
Fair enough.
Herb, what's up?
With a herb. So that has a Herbert sauce. And then they have this
Herbie
I would like to try.
Love bug.
five spice ahi tuna with coconut tricolored quinoa, Asian vegetables, and a sweet carrot ginger sauce. This is at market price. So that
might
is
be
not
higher
good.
Than the 30.
That could be $4,000. Depends on the market right now and how popular that tuna is. Like if that tuna has a movie out, like if it was an Aquaman, it's probably a much more expensive tuna.
Uh-huh. Or if it was out of the river, it'd probably be a lot less.
Why do you? It's not even a river. It's a lake. It's Bay Lake.
Okay, Bay Lake.
You don't want to eat anything that comes out of Bay Lake.
What do you think's in there?
Everything and nothing. Alligators. Danger noodles.
Uh-huh.
The machine that they never removed that was supposed to originally create surf waves for the Polynesian resort at the beach until they realized it wasn't going to work.
That's crazy.
Although
what
there
else
are
do you think
rumors.
There?
Jimmy Hoffa. Is in there.
Like his body? Well, not his body anymore, but...
No, it's in there. It's buried underneath. They put cinder blocks on him.
Nah.
Way down low.
Nah.
Yeah, man.
Davy Jones' locker.
Davy Jones' locker is in there. Wonder what's in his locker. Adidas? Nike? Reebok? Under Armour?
Gosh.
Like a Foot Locker? Nothing? I got nothing. So, all right, let's wrap up. Overall, you recommend this place?
100%.
Okay.
In fact, we're going back.
I want to go back so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do.
Let's go.
Right now. This is one of those, right now.
Well, they're open till what you're saying.
Somebody says right now, 9:45. So we can't make it there. That always makes me think of Frozen. Just right now. Go up the mountain. Right now. this is one of those that I love. Like there's a lot of restaurants that I absolutely love at Disney, but there's one or two menu items that I'm like, okay, those are what I want to do. I can't, there wasn't much for menu items here that I didn't want to try.
Yeah.
Like everything looked
great with that.
Amazing.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
One thing we did not mention was, again, our,
oh my God, the rolls.
Oh, how did we miss the rolls?
Oh, God. I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, I'm going to talk about something else. You talk about the rolls. My notes
we didn't
just... my whole notes were just done because I didn't put rolls on the notes.
Let's see.
Honey rolls. Macadamia,
whoa.
Macadamia nut butter.
Well, let's go real quick to the boathouse. They have them. They have these amazing rolls.
Those are the best rolls.
But.
These are...
We had to ask for them the last time.
Yeah.
When we sat down, she brought us these two giant, because there was all of us, plates of these rolls. And then the butter had macadamia nuts because my mommy was fishing the macadamia nuts out.
Is this supposed to be in here?
Well, that was the first thing when we came across one. Was it... The way the color, for some reason, it didn't look like a chunk of something. We were like, and I can't remember who it said.
Is that a tooth in my butter?
Oh, but I seriously, somebody asked, is this supposed to be in here? And she goes, oh yeah, it's a macadamia nut. And then I don't know, my mommy or my daddy was so excited and then was like, oh, I'll take that, and then ate it. And then my mommy was fishing them out later. But yeah, I mean, the kids loved them. They were really, really good. And that macadamia nut butter was really, really good. Yeah. And that was, again, before you ordered anything, it was just brought out as, I guess, an appetizer.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to talk about our waitress, Caroline, and the fact that the kids... So the kids menu that originally comes out, it is not completely standard. And there is a thing on there called the dashi noodle bowl. And this is going to be like a ramen noodle bowl, but it has definitely some extra stuff in it. So we basically said, can we just get noodles and broth?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, is somebody allergic to something? Which again was great that she asked that. Is somebody allergic to something? Is there a
our kids allergy?
And I said, no, our kids like very, very plain things. And she goes, well, then I can just bring them plain buttered noodles if that's what they would like. And
she also explained that part of the dish had like a, because I said, I mean, I literally said, no, our kids are weird and they don't like it much. And she said, well, the sauce or whatever has like a fishy or some type of sauce. Yeah, a little bit of fish.
I think it had oyster sauce, fish sauce, something in it.
Anyways, she explained that and she was like, I can do just noodles. Yeah. And we were like, oh, that's perfect. So, I mean, again, she just was outstanding.
She was so good. She was so good because she gave us answers before we had a chance to ask questions.
Correct. Yep.
Like, we didn't even ask, do you have plain noodles? She just gave us the answer. Right. You know, right. which was amazing. She, again, we didn't ask, how many pot stickers are there? She gave us the answer before we ever asked.
Right.
Thought she was absolutely outstanding. Yep. And that, you know, that can really, really make a difference.
Absolutely.
In a dining experience. Like
and it
this.
Can also make a difference in her experience as well. And
oh, of course.
Making some more money maybe. Or...
Right. Of course. Yeah. 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 You tip extra. And I mean, if you're waiting on us, pretty much your night's pretty much made. So we're awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to add about Kona Cafe in general? Or I'm excited to go back. I really do.
Yeah,
want
me
to go
too.
Back.
That'll be fun.
I think it's a great break from Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. This would be a great spot if you were at Fort Wilderness, Wilderness Lodge, mm-hmm. Grand Flow Contemporary. You can get a quick boat over monorail, you know, from some of those locations. I think this place is awesome.
Yep.
Don't forget to go out to expeditionroasters.com
yep.
because I will say after you've had a nice meal like this, good old coffee.
And they do have the decaf.
Yeah, we were, I literally almost got a coffee when we were there because they have the Kona coffee.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, if you're looking to order your next set of coffee for home, for friends, family, and you want themed park coffee, which is so cool, check out expeditionroasters.com. CTM20 will save you 20%. If you have not done so already, please, please, please go out, subscribe to our shows. You got to leave us a rating and review.
Yes, because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.